I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. It's been a big year for Death Cab for Cutie. Earlier this year, the band re-released a bunch of vinyl. Ben Gibbard and the Postal Service reunited for a tour, and Death Cab plans to reissue their breakthrough LP Transatlanticism later this month. Now, Death Cab has announced they're working on their eighth record. The band's Instagram shows them in studio in Seattle recording new material with Chris Walla, but there's no release date yet. Country rocker Dale Watson can add another notch to his resume, saloon owner. Jenny's Little Longhorn Saloon is famous for its Sunday specialty bingo games, but when it suddenly closed in August, it got the rumor pot stirring. As the Austin Business Journal reports, the saloon is only doing refurbishments, but owner Jenny Kalmbach has retired and is handing over the keys to Dale Watson. Watson played his first show at Jenny's iconic saloon 20 years ago and is still the soundtrack for the Sunday bingo games. Not sure what to do with that music degree or flute doctorate? Well, as it turns out, you can probably do a lot. The Guardian reports that music graduates are more hireable than you might think. While they say 50% of music graduates go off to work in the creative industries, most graduates are suited for a lot of jobs, especially management. According to an English study, music education can imbibe students with the 7 skills that define employability, like self-management, teamwork, problem-solving, numeracy, and IT skills. The kind of experience a music degree offers in all of these traits may make music graduates some of the most employable of all. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.